buzz. Did you know APG&E offers a choice of affordable fixed-rate electricity plans and that they have thousands of five-star reviews?
Where did you see all this?
Online at APGE.com.
Watson, you're always so plugged in.
Breakfast rolls. Jumpstart your morning anytime you want.
Oh, here we go now. Breakfast rolled Friday after the show. Looking as fresh as a daisy, straight out of studio after 14 meetings and a couple of coffee, and we're good to go. And Una's in the studio with the big giant green apple.
I am, yes.
What is it? Granny Smith, is it?
It's a Granny Smith. They are my preferable.
Yeah,
my favourite apple.
When I tried to hit you with some sour things, you obviously like sour food because... Granny Smith is a bit sour, isn't it?
It is sour, yeah, like myself, huh? Yeah. Sour like myself.
You better believe it. We had a fun show today. It was absolutely jam-packed, and we started off being naked on movie sets. Channing Tatum.
Mm.
Are you all right there?
I'm okay.
There's no clip.
This is Gas. I know that you're a big fan of this actor, Channing Tatum. It looks like he's not too comfortable with exposing himself and showing off his naked body.
What?
Yeah, he was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was talking about his new movie, Roofman. And there's a scene where he's being chased by, what's his name? Peter Dinklage in this scene. And he's just out of the shower and he's naked.
You're taking a shower there because you have no clothes on. And you're running in Peter Dinklage and you're running through the aisles. And I go, I was just thinking, I go, what, that's, is it embarrassing?
Yeah. Okay, it's everybody. I don't care what you feel about how confident you are with everything going on. It's your worst nightmare
a crew of hundreds of people.
Yeah, everyone's clothed, by the way, and then you're the only one that's naked.
So there he is, Channing Tatum, your favorite lad.
Magic Mike. Yeah.
Magic Mike. And in this scene, he's actually not wearing, you know, those Hollywood cover-up tongue kind of covering things. No, it's just kind of like he's running. And there it is. How are you doing?
He's in his birthday suit,
And you can see it all.
Very vulnerable, though, when you're naked, aren't
you? That would be a complete nightmare, yeah. If you don't know what to do if you're completely with nothing on and everyone can see every bit of you.
Yeah.
I'd hate that. That's the worst.
You'd hate us.
Would you not hate that?
Would you not do it, though? Like, you know, if you want to be a movie star or on TV or anything like that, you wouldn't?
No. I wouldn't like to do that. No, that would be...
Quee, you're weak for yourself.
I'll give over.
All right, up, Chuck. No, you would. Look at all that. Look at all that working out you've been doing.
Have you noticed sooner?
Oh, yeah. doesn't mean I
Well, he tells me he's going to the gym all the time.
Doesn't mean I want to get everything up and show everyone.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, like, as Somber says...
Oh, here we go.
As Somber says, you know, I don't want to get naked for someone else again. Maybe he's just comfortable being naked with his wife. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, good on Somber.
Yeah. love Somber.
Joel, funny you should say that.
Why?
I have found something. And that's why I brought this story up. I found something about you.
About me.
Which involves... it doesn't involve Channing Tatum getting naked, but it could involve you.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
I just need to, you know, get my bearings with this thing. But if you come back to me in just a while, I do have something that involves Donald in public and naked.
What
the hell have you got me?
Happy Friday, Donald.
Yeah, that's on the way. Well, what have we got here? Well, I don't know if you heard this morning, we were talking about Channing Tatum. He was on Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. He was filming a new TV movie called Roofman, and he's being chased on the roof after getting out of the shower by Peter Dinklage, the actor.
You're taking a shower there, because you have no clothes on. And you're running in Peter Dinklage and you're running through the aisles. And I go, I was just thinking, I go, what, that's, is it embarrassing?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Usually when you're making movies and stuff like this, the actors will wear, it's like a little sock, but it's like a really thin tongue. You can't even see the lines on it.
Yeah.
And post to like edit it
out.
Just
to feel that you got something.
Yeah.
Covered. Well, like leaf or something.
That's usually the case with Channing Tatum. You know, he's done Magic Mike. Lad's in fantastic shape. But he had nothing on for this. He was free flow. You know,
Man.
You know what? On a windy day, you know what I mean?
And is that why he's embarrassed?
Yeah, he was embarrassed.
Okay, it's everybody. I don't care what you feel about how confident you are with everything going on. It's never. It's your worst nightmare that everyone.
A crew of hundreds of people.
Yeah, everyone's clothed, by the way, and then you're the only one that's naked.
So that's the thing. You are naked in front of the whole crew. You're on set, and there's lights, there's cameras, there's a director, assistant director. You got the whole crew. You got the people on the craft services waiting for you to come down and have your snack while you're standing there dying.
All eyes are on you. That actually is. You feel very kind of, I suppose, vulnerable.
Absolutely vulnerable.
Yeah,
Me personally, I couldn't do it. You know,
I couldn't do it.
No, like I don't even like communal changing areas and gyms.
I'm grand with those.
Really?
I find a space like a cubicle, and that's where I'll go and get changed. I don't like the out in the middle of the open.
Funny you should say that, Don, because I didn't think you'd be shy at all.
Why?
Because the only reason we're talking about this is because I came across a clip online, and you're in this clip because you seem to have had a previous life of doing small acting roles.
I did do acting for a while, yeah.
And does anything nakedy ring any bells?
The only thing I can think of was something a long time ago, and if you've managed to find this, you're doing very well.
It wasn't easy to find. Put it this way. I know you've been in a few television commercials when you were quite younger.
Yeah.
And we have found one. And it is an ad for, I suppose, safe sex using condoms.
Yeah.
And we have found this ad. We have video footage and audio from this ad. Oh, and Una, you're going to get to see this and hear it for the first time after we play Shane Bod, Always on My Mind. And we will post it online for everyone to see.
Oh my God.
You're not going to be able to get Donald off your mind, Una, when you witness what you're about to witness. So we were talking about Channing Tatum, talking about being really embarrassed about doing a scene in a movie that he's got coming out called Roof Man, where it's a scene he gets out of the shower and he's naked, completely naked, and he's been chased by Peter Dinklage. And he was really embarrassed about it. You know, the pressure of being looked at by all the camera, the crew, the director, the assistant director, the whole lot, you know, they were there. And but here's the thing, Donald says, geez, he'd never do that. He doesn't even like to be naked or anything in public. So what we have found in it is a video of Donald in his early days. We're going back to the year...
As an actor.
Have you got an equity card?
So here's the thing. This video is older than some of our listeners, Una. It's from 2009.
What?
It was one of my first acting jobs, and it wasn't one of my favourite acting jobs.
So this was for... it was a public awareness campaign that was in cinemas in the United Kingdom. And so...
famous!
A friend messed me going, is this you getting your kit off in the cinema? I'm like, oh, it is. It's out now.
Hold on a second. What?
Yeah, hang on a sec now. So in 2009, when this came out in cinemas, there was 62.28 million people living in the United Kingdom at the time. And 60, I did a bit of research, 67% of that population went to the cinema that year. So... do the maths. Millions of people have seen this. So, Donald, the ad is all about safe sex.
Yeah. It's a good message.
And, you know, don't be silly. Put it on your... Okay, so...
Oh, no, don't tell me that's his line. So, I can't watch it. Oh,
we're going to play it to you, Una. This is the first time you're going to see this. You ready to play? In 3, 2, 1, go.
You got a condom?
Oh, my God.
Don't like wearing them.
Can't get pregnant on your first time.
You might be Incredible Hulk.
Burst out of it.
I'm allergic to rubber.
You have a bath after this
fight. Ah, he's there! He's got no clothes on.
Okay. You got one or not?
No.
Well, I have, so it's your choice.
Look at the... Oh, my God, the big curly head up on you. You've got curly hair, you've got no clothes on, and you're lying with the lady, and you're asking her not to use a condom.
All right, need to go into too much description. We know about the hair, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe that. Cringe. Imagine your mom and dad watching that.
Oh, she did, yeah.
Not just your mom and dad. All your cousins now are going to see it at This Is I Radio, where you're going to get it up on our Instagram page.
You're a great actor, Donald. I believed you there.
You believed for that moment that Donald was willing to have sex without a condom.
Yes, I believed it.
Breakfast rolled. There we go now, and you got to see him all naked in a video.
Donald.
Yeah.
what the eyes have seen cannot be unseen.
You're welcome.
Why did you subject me to that?
It was just a bit of fun, bit of radio fun. The clip should be up on our Instagram at This Is High Radio. Oh,
go and watch it quickly.
Yeah. You've got apple in your mouth.
I do, but I'm frightened now because you told me you'd murder me for eating an apple, so I'm just scared of eating in front of you.
You told your friends that I'd be giving out to you for the way you eat chocolate and the way you're always eating things in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I play the voice note that Noreen sent me.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so I sent them, you took a picture of me.
Sucking down
on my purple snack, which is my chosen way of eating the purple snack because it elongates the chocolate pleasure because you get more bang for your buck, right? So I said to the girls that Cooper says it's disgusting and he wants me to eat it outside the studio. This is what my friend Noreen said.
Una, do not let anyone make you a secret eater. Do it loud and proud. Lick it. Snack it all over the place. Lick it.
So that's what my friends say. So I am not going outside of studio to lick my purple snack anymore. You're just going to have to deal with it. Or just don't look at me. Look elsewhere.
Just eat it outside. Here's our survey says. Our survey says, keep Una out of studio. Hey.
We need you to try and figure out what our survey's saying this morning on 087-1102-107. Donal, what are we asking?
Today, survey says you're least likely to do this between 8 and 11 a.m. What is it? Least likely.
What's... Shower.
You're going to have it beforehand,
yeah, or after.
Some people are doing it, but no, it's a good guess. I like your thinking.
No, it's a great guess.
Nah, some people are earlier than that. Some people aren't. No, it's not the answer.
Rubbish.
Is it talk to someone?
Oh, yeah, you just want to be in your own space because you're not a morning person.
Do you know when you wake up sometimes and when you come into the office and someone tries to talk to you, it's like, oh, my God.
We work in radio.
I totally get that. Yeah. I totally get that, yeah.
Yeah. Might explain the growls.
That's true, yeah. It's not talking to someone. No.
Okay. We obviously didn't get it. 087-1102-107, what do you reckon the answer to this is?
You're least likely to do this between 8 and 11 a.m. What is it?
Okay, one more guess. You know, off you go. My God.
Because you're at work.
But you might not be in work.
Do you know what I mean?
Between 8 and 9, you might, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Our survey says this morning is asking a question, which we're trying to find out what the answer is, and we're having great difficulty, Donal.
Yes, survey says today, you're least likely to do this between 8 and 11 a.m. What is it?
Is it smile? Said Sarah in Galway. Love that.
It's a good guess, Sarah. Yeah, you're just feeling like, no, I'm not into the day yet.
No, exactly.
It's not the right answer.
Sure, it's half 8 before I wake up. Do you know what I mean?
Mentally, yeah.
And that's actually, if you listen then at 9 o'clock and hear Truth or Trash, you can hear that Una has certainly woken up then.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this just have a cry?
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, you wake up with energy sometimes and you think, oh, no, I'll have my emotions come out later on. Yeah.
Least likely to cry between 8 and 11.
You're so busy. You're just doing your thing. And then you're, you know.
Yeah, that's a good
guess. I'm just throwing out guesses.
It's not the answer, but it is a good guess. It makes sense. I get what you're saying.
Is it go to the Jacks, says Shane in Leitrim.
You're not going to go between 8 and 11.
I don't know. That's what Shane says. He's just asking, is that the answer?
I mean, it's a good guess, Shane, I suppose. It's not the answer, though. No.
Maybe Shane is feeling the pressure from his work colleagues that if he does go to the toilet between 8 and 11, that they're going to point it out on a daily basis.
And, 10 past 10. See? Every day, Cooper. See? Regular is clockwork. Do you have a lot of fibre in your diet? You do. Yeah. Do you eat prunes?
No. No,
a lot of pears and kiwis. A lot of roughage, I'd say. You have a lot of roughage. You have a lot of brown bread.
This is Una having a conversation with herself. She went pears, kiwis, roughage, brown bread. And nobody else has said anything to her. She's just having the time of her life over there.
But I want to know your secret. What's your secret? Every day, 10 past 10, he's gone, straight into the loop. So share your secrets with the world. Because people are in awe of you.
As much fresh food as possible and no processed meats or anything like that.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's a very boring answer. Roughage would have been a better answer.
Roughage.
0871 102 107. It's prunes, by the way.
You're least likely to do this between 8 and 11 a.m. What is it, according to a study?
We just, by the way, had an argument over this person's name. I said, eat breakfast. And you said, who's that from? And I'm like, Orlean. And you went,
are you sure it's not Orlean?
And I'm like, no. And you're like, spell it. Then as I tried to spell it, you decided to just spell it your own way anyway. Good morning, Orlean. Then again, it might be Orlean. It's O-R-L-E-N. It says eat breakfast. Is it breakfast?
O-R-L-E-N.
O-R-L-E-N-E.
Oh,
that was a J you just put in.
Orlean. Orlene. Wow. Or Orlen. Oh, Orlen.
I bet it's Karen.
Sorry, Orlean.
Okay, here we go.
Smile. Do you know, like when you wake up in the morning,
yeah,
and you're kind of using all your energy to just get out the door, you might not be smiling as much. You could just have a dead face on you, kind of thing.
I think I say smile earlier on, and you shot it down. Like
I did. It wasn't the answer yet.
Shot it down. So, yeah. Ricky, what are you saying?
If it's not smile, maybe answering calls or returning texts. Might say, oh, I'll get back to them later on. No, I don't need that right now.
That is a great guess. I haven't got the energy right now. I'll do that later on at lunch or something.
That's got to be it, is it?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not it. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Do you want the answer?
Sure, go on.
Yeah, so
do you want to have time to think about this? No,
I
don't know.
To spell anyone else's name.
No.
<Yeah.
laughs> Go on, what is it?
Between 8 and 11 a.m., you're least likely to lie. You'd normally tell, that's when you tell the truth.
Really?
You need to think up, it takes some energy and acting to lie.
Between what times?
8 and 11 a.m.
Okay,
you're
so
still asleep,
if you want to lie, do it now, before, like in 6 minutes' time is 8 o'clock, like.
Yeah, so get it quickly.
Get it in now. Yeah. Cool. Then again, you could be lying with the answer on this one. We don't know.
Who knows?
But I tell you what, we do have on the way. You don't want to miss this. We're going to play a game of Rhyme It. But also, I have found something that involves Donal and being naked.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast Rolled.
All right, what are you doing right now?
I'm just messaging. I'm just messaging Noreen to let her know that I played her voice note where she's telling me to lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it, lick it.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You've done it, or are you?
I'm doing it. I put it down. I'll do it in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just that we had to pause the recording of the podcast because you had to take a personal call.
I had to take a personal call, yeah, because my friend Ellen, I'm her daughter's godmother, and I wanted to send her a gift for her birthday. So she's in Smith's now picking something out for me.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, sorry. You asked why. She rang.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You lied me up for that.
Here's Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash. Okay. Truth or Trash is all about bringing facts and educating each other and maybe trying to pull the wool over each other's eyes. Donald, would you like to go first, please? And give us your fact. And we're going to call it if it's Truth or Trash.
Yeah. We all know about puppy dog eyes and dogs. Like, oh, how can I say no to those? Dogs do them, they develop the intellect to know how to do them to manipulate us people.
So they're not born with it?
So they're not, yeah, it's not a thing they do because, oh,
Maybelline.
I'm just sad. It's a thing they learn to do.
Sorry,
if they want something.
And it's just one of the Doritos joke of the day.
Yeah.
Not a thing. Very good.
Yeah, thanks. So they learn.
They learn how to manipulate humans, and they get smart, obviously. And then they think, "Oh, if I do these eyes, he or she is going to do what I want them to do."
I 100% believe this.
Yeah,
dogs are very clever.
They're very clever.
But
are they manipulative? Do they know? Are they smart enough to go, if I do this, I'll probably.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They don't do it out of spite. They do everything to make their human happy as well. But they also like to get things themselves
and food.
That's the things that they like, yeah. And belly rubs and belly scratches.
Aww.
And
being in bed with you.
Absolutely. Don't go down that road. No. We don't have time for it.
It's so lovely. It's just such a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up to your dog.
Huh?
Licking your face.
I don't know what you said. Sorry, I wasn't listening to you because I was trying to picture getting the dog out of the bed.
Okay, I'm going to say that's true and lock it in.
Okay. Two truths.
Two truths. You'd be right, yes. A study found that, domesticated dogs, they've evolved, not wild ones, but to have to use special facial muscles, which we humans like, and they didn't find it in wolves and other dog type creatures.
Really?
It was just dogs have learned how to do it. Like, I manipulate this person. Mm-hmm.
Evolution. Clever. Wild.
Yeah. It is cool. Mm.
Okay, so my fact for you guys today is very simple and very straightforward. You know the way I've been going to Japan?
Japan.
For, I'm not going to Japan today.
Oh, you broke your streak.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm breaking my streak. It's not Japan. We are going to France. France just dropped a stamp, a brand new stamp, that smells like a croissant.
That smells like a croissant. Oh, yeah. Cool.
La Poste has officially launched a new collectible stamp honouring one of the country's most beloved symbols, the butter croissant. It's a scratch and sniff stamp, basically, and that's my fact, and I'm locking it in as a fact.
There you go.
I want this to be true. The twins got those scratch and sniff stickers the other day of ice cream and they're obsessed with them. And they do smell really good.
Mm.
That would be...
Do you remember there was a skunk one as well?
Stinky one.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah.
But is it not like a waste of money? Is it a lot more expensive to do that?
It's like, well, you get your letter. Where's this from? Let's give it a scratch. Oh, that must be France. It smells like a croissant.
Oh.
What did you call it?
A croissant.
Croissant.
What did you think I said?
Croissant. I'm going to say that is trash.
I'm going to say true, but more... You could have just made it up off the back of the news.
That's all I do the game, Donald.
Yeah, no,
I don't
yeah.
know how you haven't got it by now. All right. Lock it in.
Bonjour, s'il vous plaît. Je suis fatigué.
You just said, hello, please, I am tired.
Yeah.
Okay. Rock on.
Yeah.
Rock on.
I say it in English on a daily, so why not say it in French? That is true. They are €2.10, and it's valid for international mail as well. And so if you get a stamp from France, give it a scratch, give it a sniff, and ooh la la, it's a croissant.
Oh, a croissant, a French letter. Hey. Lovely.
Oh, wow.
Jonah's probably going to be on the ad for that as well. If you missed it earlier on, we had footage which will be going up online very, very soon. For Jonah was in an ad for condoms.
I was.
A French letter.
I wasn't sold.
Were they a brand account? Like, were they like.
No, it wasn't a brand.
It wasn't Durex or.
It was just a safe. It was just promoting.
One, yeah. It wasn't like Magnum or.
No.
Or Mini Magnum.
I wasn't told beforehand that I'd have to be naked either. It was just part of the job. So
it's all right.
It's part of the job, man.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Part of the job. Yeah. And it lives on. It'll be online pretty soon again. Una, what have you got?
Oh, I forgot we were doing Cheers to Trash.
I'll play French music, so while we wait.
Okay, no. 87% of people who own bidets in Ireland are, in fact, the people who go through more toilet roll than the average Irish household. Doubling down.
87% of people who own a bidet in Ireland go through more toilet paper than people who don't have a bidet.
Yeah.
Oh. Because they're wiping the water off instead.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just giving you the facts.
That you made
I'm not diving down.
Yeah, I'm going to say trash. I don't think that's true.
I'm saying trash because that's the whole idea of not using toilet paper is actually having a bidet. And you've a little cotton tail there to pat it dry.
You're getting a bidet, aren't you?
No, he wants
one. Oh, he wants one. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he wants one.
And we just got a new bathroom, so no, I'm not getting a bidet for a long, long, long,
long time.
Maybe when I'm in the nursing home, there'll be one there.
You should have put that on your list, on your wedding list, alongside the gravy boats. A bidet in a gravy boat.
Yeah. Bidet in a gravy boat. From one to the other.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's trash. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. There you go, that's truth or trash. I enjoyed that. That was fun, as always.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Lo and behold, we ended up talking about food again because Una found something interesting and something new for her to eat. The actual description of it, I'm not going to lie to you, made my stomach churn.
Oh my God, it's so easy to make your stomach churn. You just have a dicky tummy all the time.
I must do.
Yeah, you're lactose intolerant for one.
I had creamy potatoes the other day and I felt car sick afterwards. You know that kind of...
But you're lactose intolerant. Why are you having cream?
I was just eating what was put in front of me, Una.
You stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Una's mushroom sauce.
Mm.
What?
What's that with you?
Nothing.
Come here. You keep banging. If any, all right. Listen, we need to kind of like step behind the scenes here. You keep banging on about this meal that you had.
Yeah.
I just keep going on and on and on about
it. So, like, this is going to change your life. This is mind blowing. Okay, I discovered something the other night that is going to change the way that we consume chips in this country
forever.
Forever.
Okay, right? I'm here for it.
Like, this elevated my dinner to unbelievable levels of deliciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I licked my plate clean.
You licked your plate clean.
Yeah.
No one's surprised there.
And it was so easy. You're going to thank me for this, and you are welcome.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it? Will I tell you?
Yes, please.
Mushroom sauce made with powder and water.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Man, don't knock it till you try it. It is the key, the secret to the best plate of chips you will ever have, right? Chippers across the country need to incorporate this to their offerings. Seriously.
So what made you have mushroom sauce made out of a packet with water? Or was it just there was nothing in the...
Well, no, because my...
Were you desperate for food?
No, because my mom is staying with me at the moment and she asked me...
You tried to poison her.
No, she asked me to... She enjoys it. She asked me to get it. So I said, okay, I'll do this. I tried the ones made with milk before and I wasn't gone on them because I'm not mad about milk.
Yeah.
But this particular one, oh man... It was creamy, delicious, tasty, and it was so good with the chips.
Mushroom sauce on chips.
I swear to God, like, do you know the way you go to some chippers?
Actually, this is really weird. My stomach is starting to tighten up here. I think I'm feeling a bit queasy.
Oh, that's...
Mushroom sauce is nice.
Thank you. I would be interested to see if anyone else agrees with me, or, you know, if they have had mushroom sauce with their chips or if they know any chippers that...
I don't think there's a chipper that does.
You see, now everyone is going to be doing it because it's so good.
Do you reckon?
Oh, 100%. Like, you know, you go to chippers sometimes and they only have, like, the usual, the curry cheese chips, the garlic. And that is fabulous.
Yeah.
And I'm all for that, right? Yeah. But we need to be... Gravy, it's a great chipper if they are off in gravy.
This is true.
You know?
What is the gravy with the cheese and the chips? What is that?
Poutine!
Poutine!
Can I get me a poutine?
I had poutine for the first time in Donegal and it was absolutely incredible.
Can't be Donegal poutine.
It's like, where's the chips? You gotta go find them. They're in there. They're in all my gravy.
I know, it's great. It's
lovely.
So, like, what else goes with chips?
Well, I hear where you're going with the mushroom sauce, because you're gonna absolutely bash me with the notions bell here now. But truffle oil and parmesan cheese on chips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That is nice stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Stop. No, I'm sorry now. I am sorry. If I'm in a nightclub and I come out of a nightclub and I go up to the chipper and I'm like, can I have a carton of chips, please, with truffle oil and parmesan? Like, stop now. Get out of it. No, you're going to be going up there and like, hi, can I have a bag of chips and smother them in mushroom sauce. Loads of salt, vinegar, and then mushroom sauce. Decent. Oh, it might be nice with cheese as well. I have to try that.
Cheese and mushroom sauce.
Why not?
Oh my God.
Listen, don't knock it till you try it.
Well, all right, okay. Listen, emergency departments are under pressure as it is, Una. They don't...
Okay, so what are we asking? What sauces do you think go with cheese? That aren't available
you mean
at the
chips.
Moment. That go with chips, chips, yeah. Chips that aren't available in chippers at the moment.
Well, there is the one that was, you told me about this other one, which was chips, stuffing, bit of cheese.
Oh my God.
Chips, pepper sauce, cheese, cooked bit of cheese, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, cooked bit.
I never tried it, but I made a song about it.
Oh, so good, so good.
087-1102-107, what is the thing that you think should go with chips?
Yeah, and have you tried mushroom sauce and chips?
So Una made herself possibly the best meal she's ever made in her life out of a packet.
Yeah, mushroom sauce.
Dehydrated.
And made homemade chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, made it just, it's very simple. You just open the packet.
Go on, yeah.
And you pour it into the powder, into the pot.
Yeah.
You add 250 mils of water.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you stir it on, you put it on the hob,
yeah.
And you stir it for a while, and then you let it simmer. It's okay. Very simple.
All right, do you add it to hot water or cold water?
Cold water.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you add it to hot water.
No, cold.
Right.
Don't mess with the packet. That's what was on the packet. And anyone can follow a recipe, even me. Okay? So I followed this recipe and it elevated my meal up to like stratosphere It was just amazing.
You were like as if you were Katy Perry and Jeff Bezos' wife. You're up in the stratosphere.
I'm up in the stratosphere of my mushroom sauce, man, and I am happy.
And your hair looked perfect during the whole thing.
Oh, thanks.
So you then wanted to know what is the perfect thing to accompany chips, or what is the sauce that you're using, or what's the accompaniment?
Yeah.
I did go for truffle oil and parmesan. And
oh, God.
Like, why do I get shot down and nobody... Right, prepare to be shot down for all your suggestions.
No, but that's... You can't, like, if you're on a night out and you go to the chipper and you're just, can I have a carton of chips with truffle oil and parmesan? And the way you say parmesan as well is notiony. Wind your neck in a bit.
Do you know what? It's a Szechuan sauce. You ever say Szechuan sauce? You ever
Szechuan.
Used to be able to get that at McDonald's. There was a Rick and Morty thing years ago, and you'd be able to get that sauce.
Delicious.
Bring it back. All right, what are we saying on WhatsApp? 087-110-2107.
Good morning, iRadio.
Good morning.
Una.
That's you.
That is gross fungus sauce on chips. Ew. Yeah. No. Absolutely not.
There you go, fungus sauce.
Oh my God, listen, fungus. I know mushrooms, right? They work in everything. They're so versatile. They're so good for you. I mean, they say if you want to live a long life, eat something from the ground every day.
So, that's what she says to the kids. Go and find your dinner. It's in the back garden.
Eat mushrooms on pizza, mushrooms on toast, mushrooms in a stew, mushrooms on their own. They're just so good.
Can I just pause you there for a second? I love mushrooms.
Yeah.
But not on pizza.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, Cooper.
Because of the water content of a mushroom makes that bit soggy. So sorry, no, you're out.
No, you're out.
No. But, you don't have a fact to say. You can't just repeat what I just said. Alright, here's a clip.
Sauces that go with chips. Plastic cheese.
Oh, here we go.
Easy singles. I don't like them normally.
No, me neither, but
whack them in a pot. Yeah. Little bit of water.
Water and cheese, go on.
And some hot sauce. Melt that all together.
Oh, Jesus.
Pour that over chips with some crispy rasher bits.
Hang on a sec, Mrs. You need to start that again, if you don't mind.
But whack them in a pot. Little bit of water.
Mm-hmm. What do you do then?
And some hot sauce. Melt that all together.
Oh, my days. Keep going.
Pour that over chips with some crispy rasher bits. Delicious.
My God. I think that may just have beaten my mushroom sauce.
I don't think I can... nice.
Yes. Mushroom sauce with chips and garlic Kiev and streaky bacon. Delicious.
That sounds so good.
I think that person has gone into a food coma.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get one more.
Morning, Cooper and Una.
Morning.
Coleslaw and chips has to be my top tier. Absolutely. 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better than having nice, warm, fluffy chips and cold, crunchy coleslaw. Oh, hungry just thinking about it.
There you go.
Divine. Absolutely.
Well done, Una. You've gone and made us all bloody hungry.
Yeah. All right, let's go get chips and mushroom sauce.
Nah.
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And there we go. We should just turn this into a food podcast.
Oh my God, I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should go out and search for Ireland's best sausage and have sausage tasting every day.
Off you go.
Yeah, that would be great.
I don't need sausages.
Oh God, you're so awkward.
Lactose intolerant. Doesn't eat sausages. Oh, what do you eat?
Boring.
Like, share, follow, subscribe, whatever you need to do. And if you haven't downloaded the new Go Loud app, you should do it while you're here.